We continue to learn the laws of Shinui Makom in the Seuda. There's a big question. We learned already if a person has a nefashot item, and he's hayav to make a nefashot, and he made Shinui Makom, he went outside for a period of time. And then he comes back, he has to make new berachot. New berachah rishona, let's say. That we learned already. The question is, let's say he didn't go outside, but he went, it was in an apartment building, and he went into the hallway. So the hallway now is considered shared property. Or for that matter, he went into the stairwell of the building. Or for that matter, he went on a different floor of the building. Or he went into a different apartment. And these questions now become a little more complicated because although it's in the same building, it's under different ownership. Different people own the apartments or renting the apartments. So, Achava Vadya, the Maaseh rules on this, that since it is a Mahloket, so therefore we have a Safek Barakot Lehakel on this as well. The Or LeZion, for example, Chacham Ben Zion says that as long as a person remains under the same roof, even if he goes from apartment to apartment, same floor, different floors, it's considered from going to one room to another, like we learned in yesterday's halakha, which is no berakah. And that's the way the Tzela Chokmah comes out as well. And Hakam David brings that in the halakha berura. Some call Rosh Hashanah Oyebach and the Yashiv that once somebody walks out of the door's apartment and enters another apartment, he changes locations, even though he's still under the same roof. So you have a machloket amongst the poskim over here. Again, the maaseh, a person will not make a berachah. So the Yalkut writes on page 88. ולכן אם באמצע אכילת פירות ושתיית משקים יצא לאחד למזגו ונכנס בית אחד ושוב חזר כמו עוש משיך לא יברך על אכילתו זו. Furthermore, you have cases of hotels and hospitals, which the same question applies. A person's in a hotel, he starts eating in his room, then he goes into the lobby. Or, God forbid, a person's in a hospital, he goes from floor to floor, room to room. The same thing over here would be no extra blessings are necessary, because bottom line is considered under the same roof. And therefore, preferably in such cases, as we learned earlier, one should have kavanah from the beginning that he eats, that he's going to eat, make the berachot upstairs to downstairs, room to room, then already he'll be much safer according to the halakha. But even if he didn't have this kavanah, because of safek berachot, he will not make another berachot.